Using the evidence from Lackey, Courtillot now built a model of how the Siberian traps might have destroyed the world. First, there would have been eruptions, sending thousands of tons of dust and ashes into the sky. Slowly, the sun would have been blocked out, and temperatures would have fallen.
First, we'll enter a winter, a volcanic winter. The dust and the sulfur will cool the atmosphere after each eruption for years or tens of years.
It would have been like a nuclear winter, lasting decades. But that would have been just the beginning. As the skies cleared, vast quantities of gas given off by the burning lava would have slowly wrapped the earth in a blanket of carbon dioxide, an extremely powerful greenhouse gas. Gradually, over thousands of years, there would have been massive global warming.
The carbon dioxide will lead to a greenhouse effect, and the cold will be replaced by unusual hot time. So you get a double hit. You're cold for a while, and then hot for a longer time. So that altogether, after a million years, the Earth would be different, the climate would be different, and a mass extinction would have happened.